But hopefully, the next speaker really is called Kate Hudson, and she is the chair of CND.
Thanks very much. It's very nice to be here. It's good to see so many people continuing to raise the crucial importance of bringing our troops home from Iraq. And it's been exceptional, really, the number of reports that have been issued over the last couple of weeks explaining just how terrible the situation is and how the conditions there are deteriorating for the Iraqi people themselves, not only because of the fighting and the direct consequences of violence, but also because of the continuing deterioration of the infrastructure, the health conditions. There was a report from the World Health Organization which showed that I think it was around 90% of the hospitals did not have the essential materials and medication that they needed to treat the people there. There was another report from a humanitarian organisation which said how much women and children and expectant mothers are suffering in health terms as a result of the occupation. So it's absolutely clear that any lies that are still being peddled about an improvement for the Iraqis as a result of that war and occupation are just absolutely total lies, totally discredited lies in the eyes of the world. But of course it's not just a question of the living conditions of the people there, it's also the attacks that are taking place now on the economic future of Iraq. There was another report recently which showed that the overwhelming majority of the Iraqi oil resources are going to be put under the control of the multinational corporations. So the Iraqi people, even after this terrible war and occupation, their very resources, the oil, which is the lifeblood of their future and their economy, is being taken away from them. And I say that those spoils of war should not be allowed. It should not be allowed for the warmongering countries to profiteer in the ruins of Iraq. And we must make that one of our very clear demands. Very moving to hear there from Tony about the conditions there, the way he's suffering from the consequences of the depleted uranium. Now we know that that is a poisonous legacy that will be with the Iraqi people for many generations. It's had a terrible consequence for our troops, but also of course for the Iraqi people. Cancer clusters, birth deformities, terrible conditions there that will blight that population for decades to come. And don't forget of course the consequences of cluster bombs, the use of white phosphorus that was widespread in the attacks on Fallujah. Terrible consequences for those people. And those constitute war crimes. The use of those types of weaponry constitute war crimes. And we must continue to insist that our leaders are brought to book in the International Criminal Court for those war crimes. And just to conclude, I would like to remind you of the situation, the current situation with our government regarding hypocrisy over weapons. You probably know that the government is to announce its white paper on the future of the Trident nuclear weapons system on Monday. This is the worst example of hypocrisy. We've been committed for over 30 years under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty to disarm our nuclear weapons system. We've made no progress whatsoever with that international legal obligation. In fact, we are now, our government is planning to proliferate more nuclear weapons. Yet at the same time, we stamp around the world attacking countries like Iraq under suspicion that they might possibly have been developing weapons of mass destruction. And of course they would. So to bring this to a speedy conclusion, as I'm being told off for going on too long, please do everything you can to oppose the Trident replacement system. Our government wants us to have new nuclear weapons, weapons of mass destruction, capable of killing millions of people. Please do everything you can over the coming weeks and months to say no to nuclear weapons, no more weapons of mass destruction, no more preemptive illegal wars. Thank you.